Thank you. Sorry. Apologize for the brief delay. And now we welcome to the program Chris Gunn, the Communications Director for the American Small Business League. Hi, Chris. Sorry for the fumble there. Good to have you on the program, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bob. This is fantastic.
You bet. It's a good opportunity for us because, as I said, I think when a lot of people hear what you have to say, Chris, they are going to be upset is probably putting it mildly. But first of all, Chris, why don't you, for folks that may not know, could you tell them a little bit about the American Small Business League and what you guys do and what your purpose is?
Certainly. The American Small Business League is a small business advocate. We're based out in Northern California, and we work with small businesses nationwide on federal procurement issues, essentially ensuring that small businesses have the greatest access to federal small business contract dollars, and that large corporations are not receiving money that's specifically intended for small businesses.
And that may seem like a no-brainer on the surface, because it is, after all, about small business, and yet it may be that way theoretically, but in practice, it ain't happening, is it?
No, it's absolutely not. In fact, just recently we won our fifth federal lawsuit against the federal government, our fourth against the Small Business Administration, and we actually forced the release of documents that indicate that firms like Lockheed Martin and Boeing and Halliburton and Raytheon and L3 Communications received federal small business contracts during 2005 and 2006, despite the fact that the administration stated that those companies did not receive small business contracts during those years. And in fact, they said it was a myth that large firms receive small business contracts.
So the setting the niceties aside, the federal government lied about what they were doing with the money.
Exactly.
For people out there that are in the process of going to work every day, hamstrung as they are by many federal regulations, the news that corporations like Halliburton and others are getting small business contracts has to be infuriating.
Certainly. You know, we talk to small business owners every day that find this almost unbelievable that the federal government would literally lie about the actual recipients of federal small business contracts to cover up the fact that those contracts were actually awarded to those companies. And it's definitely something that we're now more aware of. And since 2002, we've actually seen over a dozen federal investigations and private studies that have looked into this issue and found fraud, abuse, loopholes, and a lack of oversight at the SBA around this issue specifically. We've even had one federal investigation come out and say this is one of the biggest problems facing the Small Business Administration and the entire federal government today, but people just don't know about it.
Incredible. And yet, with all that going on with the dozen federal investigations, the problem, apparently, from the latest lawsuit that you guys filed appears to show, the problem's still going on.
Absolutely. The problem's still going on. And in fact, the federal government's doing everything it can to keep the problem going on. And I think that idea wraps around the small business procurement goal. The small business procurement goal is a federally mandated goal that says that small businesses are entitled to 23% of all procurement dollars. And the federal government spends about $500 billion annually. They're not receiving those dollars, but they certainly don't want to give the impression that they're anti-small business and that they don't support small businesses by not hitting that goal. And so essentially what they've done is prolong the problem so that they can make it easier to hit the goal by using large corporations.
Oh, great. Well, that's nice. And I must tell you, by the way, we're talking with Christopher Gunn, who's with the American Small Business League, who have sued the federal government on numerous occasions to get to the bottom of what's going on with funds intended for small businesses to find out who the actual recipients are. The paragraph of the news story that really caught my eye, Chris, was the part that said the information turned over by the SBA proves a longstanding claim that the federal government has fabricated small business contracting data and lied to the public, Congress, and the media about the diversion of federal small business contracts to some of the largest firms in the United States and Europe. Bad enough that American tax dollars are intended for small businesses are going to instead some of the largest corporations in America, but Europe as well?
You better believe it. BAE Systems, Corporate Express, which was formerly Berman MV, and even Thales Communications, which is a French company, All three of those companies received hundreds of millions of dollars in federal small business contracts during those years. And all three of those companies are large multinational conglomerates that are based in other countries. BAE is based in the UK. Berman & Vie is a Dutch company. And Thales is French, like I said. So we're looking at very large corporations competing with American small businesses for small business contracts.
This this is really, really disturbing because small businesses, of course, are the lifeblood of our nation's economy. They're the backbone of it. It's built, this country is built on small businesses, and yet rather than protecting this resource, it's being taken advantage of.
Exactly.
I know that you guys are working to try and change the situation with H.R. 5819. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Chris, and how it would affect small businesses?
Absolutely. H.R. 5819 modifies one of the most important elements to a small business in the Small Business Act, and that's the actual definition of a small business. The Small Business Act says that a small business must be independently owned and operated. And according to H.R. 5819, companies that are owned and controlled by one or more venture capital companies, and by owned and controlled, I mean 49 to 100% by venture capital firms would be considered independently owned for the purposes of receiving small business contracts.
Oh, swell. So in other words, rather than solving the problem, it's going to exacerbate it.
Exactly. They're going to break down the definition of a small business and really make it harder for these companies that are already struggling to compete with large multinational corporations to compete for contracts that are specifically intended for, essentially those small companies that are supporting your local communities.
As if these guys aren't struggling enough as it is. I was just thinking about, I got a phone call yesterday, Christopher, from a gentleman who was talking about incentive, the tax rebate that came back recently.
Right.
He got a check, and he's a small business guy. He got a check back for, I think he said it was $4.65. He's probably not the only one in that boat. Somebody like that is going to be especially enraged to hear where the SBA is dispensing some of these funds.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just the SBA. It's really the entire federal government. It's a system that doesn't have any oversight, and its contracting officers don't have anyone that can really hold their feet to the fire and demand that they're counting these contracts to large corporations towards, the other than small goal, essentially.
Right.
That they're actually saying, well, these large companies are not small and that they shouldn't be getting small business contracts.
When it comes to the diversion of these small business contracts to large corporations, what is the SBA, not the SBA, but the ASBL, the American Small Business League, what's your game plan from this point forward?
You know, right now we're working on several pieces of legislation that we hope will address this problem. The first one is S-2300, the Small Business Contracting Revitalization Act. It's sitting in the Senate Committee on Small Business, and it contains a provision that would call for annual recertification of small business status through the Central Contractors Registration Database. The Central Contractors Registration is a place where all small businesses that do business with the federal government are registered. They already annually update their information. We're just asking that those companies annually recertify for the purposes of federal contracting so that we can kick all these companies that are big companies out of the system.
Yep.
The other one is that we're actually working on a piece of legislation that we've written on with our senator. We're a constituent of Senator Barbara Boxer in Northern California, and we've written some legislation that will preclude the federal government from counting small business contract awards to large companies towards the small business procurement goal. And so it literally stopped them from counting publicly traded companies or those large multinational firms towards that small business procurement goal and just add one more level of protection.
Now, I know that the people who are in small business today are facing an extremely difficult time. Rising energy prices have a trickle-down effect through the entire economy, and they feel it first. And to find out that billions of dollars in federal small business contracts have actually wound up in the hands of large corporations is just flat not right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we talk to small business owners every day that, you know, are essentially saying the same thing, that they definitely feel the impact of this issue on their small businesses, and
sure,
they definitely want to see something done about it.
Yeah, because they are struggling, and they need all the assistance they can get. They need, in many instances, these dollars that were intended for them, and they should not be diverted to large businesses where they were not intended to go. Chris Gunn, Chris, appreciate it very much with the American Small Business League. Thanks for bringing us up to speed on this and making us aware of this problem.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bob. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you for your time this afternoon. So it's something that is flying under the radar, and you may not have heard much about. But if you're out there as a small business person, obviously it's something that you need to be aware of. Coming up on 519, I'm going to take a quick break here. We'll go ahead and get it early and then right back with more of your phone calls. And we will do that momentarily here on the Bob McLean Show on Tuesday on News Radio WORD, now on FM at 106.3.
And taking a look at your real-time traffic.